Hello, GWA. So I've been on a bit of a toy buying kick lately, and I just got two new toys in today. I have not used them yet. I've just took them out of their packaging. The first one I got, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong, is the Picobong Mocha. Got it in the purple color. This is a battery-powered G-Spot vibrator. Super excited to try this. I basically just want to own all of the G-Spot toys. Please and thank you. And the second toy that I got is the wall massager. This is one that you plug in, similar to a Hitachi. Comes with various attachments. The one I have on it is this little nub, I guess you could call it. I've read that this is sort of the best attachment for clit stimulation. So we will find out. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. So, I don't know why I'm nervous. I'm going to use the Mocha first. And let's see. Let me turn the vibrating portion on. Well, actually, first, let me just insert it and just see how that feels. I can't help but rub it against my clit first. Tease myself. Slide it down. And slide it back up again. The silicone's nice and smooth. I'm just slowly pushing it inside. It's got quite a curve to it, so I gotta find just the right positioning. Oh my God. Feels nice. I'm just slowly pushing it in and out, just finding the right angle for it. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's very nice. Oh God, I'm just fucking myself faster. Oh, holy hell. Oh, that feels good. Fuck. Okay, I want to try the vibration settings here. I know there's a bunch of them, but to be honest with you, with vibrators, I usually just use the normal vibration settings and not any of the patterns. let's see if I turn the vibrations up. Oh, that's very nice. Fucking hell. I'm glad that I put my waterproof blanket down just in case. Spread it all over my hand and the vibrator. Oh, that's really nice. I'm still experimenting with just the right position for it. Oh my god, yes. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, before I go any further, I really want to try the wall massager. Okay. I think I'm going to leave the other one vibrating, because why the hell not, right? Okay. So this massager has, massager, quote unquote, has two settings. There's a high and a low. And it's, actually, let me turn this vibrator off. And I just want you guys to hear how quiet the wall is. This is the low. And here's the high. So the high is actually super rumbly. It's not necessarily a high vibration like the Hitachi, but I was just pretty blown away with the sound comparison with the Hitachi, since, as we all know, that thing is loud as hell. Okay. I'm gonna turn this vibrator back on. Oh, yes. Oh. And I'm going to try the other one now on my clit. Okay, I've got it on low. Oh, God. Oh, that feels nice. Oh, I'm gonna switch hands. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's, oh, that feels good. Oh yeah. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god. Edging. Fuck.
makes it feel better, but I'm laying on my back on my bed and I just put my legs in the air. I don't know why for some reason that makes it feel better, but it does. Christ. Holy shit. God, yes. Fuck. Yes. Holy mo- It's so hard. Oh. It's so hard. Oh, God. Oh, it's so hard to leave it on my clit. Because it's so intense. I have to take it off. Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, oh. Just imagining being restrained and you're here doing this to me, fucking me with this toy. And holding this vibrator to my clit. Oh my God. My legs spread wide. I'm tied down so I can't move. So much. Oh my fucking God. Oh, fuck me faster. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, fuck my G-spot. Oh, make me come. Oh, that's it. Make me fucking come. Try setting 2 on this one. Oh my God. Oh, I think I might like setting 1 better. Oh, fucking come again. Oh, yes. Holy shit. Just gonna lay here in absolute bliss.